Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Says after the game, that meant a lot. Well, who he hit it for and who he hit it against. Meaning on both sides of the swing.
Yeah, that is Rafael Devers. And hitting a home run against his former team, the Boston Red Sox. And you know, you just knew that was going to happen right after he was traded. And they had a series coming up between the two teams. So not a good weekend to see that if you're a Red Sox fan. Wasn't the best of starts of the weekend for the New York Yankees. They lose to the Baltimore Orioles after losing six in a row and then finally beating the Angels last week on Thursday. And then they bounce back with a couple of wins over the weekend. Sal Majorana, Rochester Democrat and Chronicle, he was at the game yesterday. Are you still in New York City or are you back?
No, I am back. I drove back from Poughkeepsie where my son lives last night. Okay. So, yeah, I got back about 10 o'clock, long day. But ultimately, it was a fun day. What game did you go to?
You're not going to believe it. I went to Friday night, and I had a chance to go Saturday, but we went to Fanatics Fest instead. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm following on my phone. And it was one of those deals where I'm so happy the Yankees are winning, and oh, my God, they're throwing a no-hitter, but I can't believe I didn't go to this game. You know what I mean?
I had the same thought because I picked the 11:30 game on Sunday because it was just going to be more convenient because I knew I was driving home. We took the train from Poughkeepsie, where my son lives, and got the train back. And then I had to drive all the way home from Poughkeepsie. So I said, Saturday or Sunday, I'll take Sunday because it's earlier. So we're sitting there yesterday, roasting in the heat there, and watching a game that just wasn't very good for seven innings. And I was kind of like, you know, aggravated that I hadn't gone the day before because so much cool stuff happened. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, the game yesterday turned out well. It was, the eighth inning was really dramatic, both the top half and the bottom half. And we walked out of there happy campers. So it was a good overall weekend for the Yankees.
And then they win three out of four after six straight. I mean, teams do go in these funks. We saw the Mets lose seven straight. How confident can we be as Yankee fans that maybe kind of that's put to bed and they kind of got that out of their system and maybe they can, you know, get back to playing baseball the way they should?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so, Sal. I mean, you and I both know, everybody knows it's a long, long season, and you're going to have weeks like this. You know, the NFL, you have a couple games like this, and your season is in peril, and that's not the case in baseball. Yeah. So they've got to get some things figured out. The offense was just putrid there for whatever it was, five or six games in a row. They, you know, they started to come out of it a little bit on Friday night when you were there. It was a little bit better, but they went silent for, what, the last six innings, I think. And then obviously Saturday was great. They hit the ball really well. And yesterday, they have men on base yesterday. It was frustrating because they had some great chances to score and really didn't until the eighth inning. So, you know, I think they'll come back around. I think the biggest concern right now is, once again, the starting rotation. Now they lose Yarbrough. So, yeah, it's just one after another with these guys. So we'll see. But, yeah, it was nice to see them get off the deck after that six-game losing streak, which, quite frankly, Sal, that was some of the worst baseball they've played in a long time. That was just brutal.
Speaking of starting pitching, how about Clark Schmidt? How about that outing? And what did you think at the time when he's got, 96 pitches? I mean, I was following on my phone. We were walking around, and we were down in Greenwich Village. Kind of, we went down there, walked around a little bit. I'm watching on my phone and going, man, what is Boone going to do here? And he takes him out. What did you think about the way he's pitched and that particular situation?
Yeah, as far as how he's pitched, he's been really good. I mean, you know, the problem with him throughout his whole career is that the stuff is there, both not only the fastball, but he's got really sharp breaking stuff. That knuckle curve is really effective for him. But his problem has always been he gets ahead of guys and then he starts nibbling. And then the counts get longer and there's foul balls and his pitch count always rises. And that's exactly what bit him on Saturday. I mean, he pitched great, but he ended up at 103 pitches. And, you know, as much as it sucks that today these managers are not going to let a pitcher go for a no-hitter in that situation, you know, it does suck. But I understand what Boone is thinking there. 103, there's no way he was going to finish that game. And also, it came out after that. Schmidt even admitted he was kind of emptying the tank there in the seventh inning because he knew that he wasn't going to probably go on. And he was getting tired. So I had no problem with Boone pulling him. I don't want to see the guy get hurt, Sal. I mean, you know, you don't know what's going to happen, but they don't need another injury. And he's never been a guy who's gone much more than 100 pitches. So I was fine with the decision.
And then the Mets, I mean, we're in New York. You're in New York this weekend. I was there this weekend. And, of course, you know, they're also a big talk of the town right now because they had a 7-game losing streak themselves. They finally snap out of it. Soto has a couple home runs. Then they lose again. What do you make of the Mets right now and what they're going through?
Yeah, I mean, it's very similar to the Yankees, Sal. I mean, they got off to a great start. They were doing everything really well. And they just kind of hit a lull here. Now, the difference with the Mets, I think, let's face it, the Yankees slump. It was against the Angels, who I think are, you know, pretty mediocre, and then the Orioles, who have just not been very good at all. The Mets did play two tough teams. Now, I know Atlanta is having a tough season, but that's still a talented team that has always had the Mets number. So that was a tough series. And then they had the Phillies this weekend, who are a really good team, and they're now in first place. So that was a little bit different, their slump. But, you know, they're going to come out of it. That's a good team. They've got some pitching problems in their rotation, too, that they're going to have to figure out. You know, and then the big move this weekend was they sent down Francisco Alvarez. Now, he was supposed to be, you know, their catcher for the next 15 years, and he has just been off to a terrible – I mean, he missed time with an injury, but he's been terrible all year. So he's going to be down in Syracuse. I might get to see him play pretty soon. I think they're due to play in Rochester coming up here. But that was the big news, I thought, of New York was them sending him down.
And then, of course, you have the Red Sox and the Devers situation. We just played the clip for you. Come on, Sal. We all knew that Rafael Devers was going to hit a home run against the Red Sox, right? It just kind of was a bit of a fait accompli once he was traded there.
Yeah, absolutely. The timing of that trade was really interesting because they obviously, like you said, a week later, they're playing each other. So that was nice. It was also nice. The Giants did us a favor and won. I think they took 2 of 3 from the Red Sox. So that was good, but he's a great hitter. I mean, he's probably not going to hit as many home runs at that place because it is a tough ballpark to hit home runs, but he's a gap guy too. He's going to be hitting doubles all over that stadium in the future for the Giants. So you and I are thrilled that he's out there because he tortured the Yankees for 7 years. So I'm glad he's far, far away. In fact, they've already played the Giants this year, so we're not even going to see him again. So, I'm glad he's gone for sure.
Sal Mairana here on the West Her Hotline. You can subscribe to his very, very, very free and awesome Pinstripe People newsletter. Go to his Twitter page, at Sal Mairana. I'll retweet it out for everybody, as I often do. And you can sign up for it. It's absolutely free. Puts a lot into it. Keeps you updated on the Yankees. Lots of cool stories looking back to the Yankees of years past. And, of course, what's happening these days. It's called Pinstripe People. Make sure you check it out from Sal Mairana. All right, Sal. Shohei Ohtani back on the mound. And of course, right, gets a strikeout, five RBIs hitting. I mean, this guy is unbelievable what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he is a unicorn. I mean, I know it's an overused term, but it's absolutely the case with him. You know, they're going to work him slowly back into the pitching aspect of it. I don't think you're going to see him going, you know, four or five innings for a little while, I would think. They need to protect him and make sure he's good to go later, because we complain about injuries to pitchers in the Yankees world. Man, Sal, that team, the Dodgers, yeah, every year they go through, it seems like, 25 pitchers. They've got half their rosters on the injured list, so they don't want to mess around with Ohtani. Right now he's filling in, which is good for them. You know, and clearly he made the decision too. He told them basically, why am I pitching simulated games? Why don't I just pitch in the game? I'm doing the same thing. Just give me an inning or two at, you know, in a real game, which would help the pitching staff. So that's what they've done there. But yeah, I don't think you're going to see any complete games out of Shohei Ohtani anytime soon.
I'm sure we'll talk.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Talk, you know, more maybe next week about this, because it's not for a few more weeks, but All-Star Game is coming up July 15th, and you know, I'm not a big fan of the All-Star Game anymore. It was great when I was a kid, watching all the guys in their different uniforms, and it kind of meant something a little bit, like to see your players out there. Then it didn't mean anything, and they went to that stupid thing where you get the home field advantage. How do you consume the All-Star Game these days?
I don't even watch it, Sal. That's 3 or 4 days off of baseball for me, because, you know, you and I both watch the game pretty closely, and that's a nice little respite from baseball. Who cares? I mean, now that there's interleague play, you know, it used to be AL versus NL. These guys didn't see each other, and there was some pride involved back in the, you know, in the 60s, and then in the 70s when I was growing up, there was a lot of pride in that game. And these guys played hard. You know, and it wasn't everybody gets a trophy. You know, the guys who earned the starting nods, they played most of the game. So it was a big deal then. Now it's ridiculous. Just like the Pro Bowl, it's kind of a dumb thing. All-star games in general, to me, are a complete waste of time, Sal. So as much as I love baseball, I don't even watch that game.
What about the skills competitions that go along with it, Home Run Derby?
Yeah. Like I said, that's 3 or 4 days off for me. I don't even pay attention to any of it. It just doesn't interest me. You know, I'm kind of a hardcore. The games matter when they're playing real games. I don't care about all this other stuff. But that's just me. I know kids love the Home Run Derby. I mean, I'm sure your son loves watching those guys crank, you know, a million home runs. So I get why they do it. And, you know, the sad part is, that's probably ESPN probably gets higher ratings for the Home Run Derby than they get for some of their regular season broadcasts on Sunday night.
Yeah, by the way, and this is their last year, ESPN, carrying Sunday Night Baseball, right? I don't think they have anymore.
I'm interested to see where that goes, Sal, because, you know, ESPN used to really have a huge stake in baseball, and I think it's still still MLB's best venue. I mean, you know, they are the sports leader. Something's got to get worked out there, I would think, and I hope.
Yeah, no doubt. We'll see about that. Obviously, like TNT losing the NBA, it's a very, very big deal. That's going over to ESPN, and now ESPN maybe losing Major League Baseball. So I was there Friday. You were there Sunday. I know you go there probably every year at least. What do you think of Yankee Stadium? Do you like Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not, obviously, it's not the old place. There was just a feel in that place that was unmatched. And now it's just another modern big league stadium. But what is really cool about Yankee Stadium, and I just, you know, my son and I were talking about this at the game because he just went to Fenway a couple weeks ago for the first time. Okay. He just did a day trip over there. And the difference is Fenway is such a cool little unique place. But Yankee Stadium, like we're walking in there, I get off the train and you walk in the front gate there and it's just massive, right? It's just this massive arena that makes it so different than like a place like Fenway Park, for instance. So that makes it cool. But once you're inside, Sal, you know, it looks like most other new baseball stadiums, advertising everywhere and huge scoreboards. It really isn't unique like the old place was. So I understand progress. You got to do it. And I'm fine with it. It's a beautiful stadium and plenty of good seats, but our seats were great. We were on the third base line, 20 rows up, beautiful seats. So I love the place, but it does not replicate what the old place was.
All right, Sal, before I let you go, let's preview the week here. The Yanks get going tonight in Cincinnati, 7-10 against the Reds, three straight 7-10 games. Then it's a day off. Then the A's come to New York. Some opportunity here for the Yankees to get back on track to how they had been playing.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, Cincinnati's been kind of a 500 team all season long. It's going to be interesting because tonight Yarbrough was supposed to pitch, and now he's out. So they've called up this kid, Alan Winans, who, you know, has only pitched about maybe 7 or 8 major league games. So that's going to be interesting. And then on Tuesday, the Yankees are going to be facing the Reds' top prospect. They just called up this kid named Chase Burns, who was the second overall pick in the draft last year. So they're pretty excited in Cincinnati about him. So the Yankees are going to see him in the Tuesday night game. So that should be something to watch. And you know, the Yankees, they always seem to struggle when they see a guy the first time. For whatever reason, they have that issue. But yeah, a couple interesting things to watch on the pitching side those first two games this week.
Did I read that is today the groundbreaking for Las Vegas for their park where the A's will play? I think it is.
I heard that was happening. I don't know if it's exactly, yes. Maybe it is today. The funny thing is they still don't have the financing figured out, Sal. I mean, they're going to break ground. I don't think anything has been finalized on the financing for the place. So that's pretty interesting too. That might end up being a big hole in the ground someday.
I saw a picture where it is, and if you're familiar with Vegas, it's right behind like MGM Grand right there. I'm reading here today. Las Vegas Review Journal writes Athletics to host Las Vegas ballpark groundbreaking ceremony. So they're all in it. Like, let's go. We want to do this. Get the darn financing right. You're right about that. But eventually it's going to be the A's playing in Las Vegas. And I guess they'll just keep the name Las Vegas Athletics. Are they going to, do we know that for sure?
I think they're going to remain the Athletics. They took the name with them for whatever reason. They can't be called Sacramento right now, which is so stupid. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know much about what they're going to build there. I assume it has to be a dome stadium because there's no way they can play baseball in the summer outside. So I don't know exactly what they're looking for there. But maybe it's a retractable. I don't even know. But I'll believe it when I see it, Sal. I really do, because that whole situation has been handled so poorly by the A's and everybody, I guess. You know, it's just a mess there. I will not believe they're going to be playing in Las Vegas until I actually see it 3 or 4 years from now.
I just retweeted Sal's tweet about his newsletter. You can check it out. It is absolutely free, and it's amazing and awesome if you're a Yankees fan or just a baseball fan, because he puts so much into it. Really awesome stuff. Sal, thanks a lot. Have a great week. We'll talk on Tuesday next week. I'm off on Monday, but I want to keep talking with you, so we'll do on Tuesday next week. All right, buddy?
Tuesday works, Sal. Thanks for having me, buddy.
Right, you got it. That is Sal Majorana. You can follow him on Twitter at Sal Majorana of the Rochester Democrat and Chronicle. He's written books. He's a big baseball fan. He covers the Bills, obviously, Rochester sports. Check out his free Yankees newsletter. I just retweeted it as well. Pinstripe People is the name. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Got to tell you a little bit about my weekend. On top of the Yankees game, went to Fanatics Fest on Saturday, and I think you're going to be very, very interested in something I saw Buffalo Bills related.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.